Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We'll be talking and praying this week about unwrapping leadership. God's gift of leadership. He says if we have that, to govern diligently, to lead or manage those that are under our care. And so many times we kind of think of leadership as somebody else. The elders, the deacons within the church, the preacher, our elected leaders here in the United States, those that have positions of authority. And those are all true positions of leadership, positions described in the Bible that we ought to honor, that we ought to do well if God calls us into those areas, if we're qualified for those areas. But in reality, we all lead someone, or at least the vast majority of us lead someone. There's someone watching, there's someone following. And so this gift of leadership, as I've talked about with each of the gifts that we've unwrapped so far, has more to do with the intensity and the level than it does whether you have it or you don't have it. And the uniqueness of some of the gifts of leadership calls us to rise above our normal way of thinking. In fact, just as we talked about in the gift and unwrapping the gift of serving, God says if we want to be great, if we're not to be like the leaders of this world, who lord it over those who are under them, instead we serve. And so each weekday morning, we're going to be talking and praying about a different aspect of how we lead in whatever responsibility that we have. You may have responsibility to lead your children, to lead a Sunday school class, to lead a small group, to lead a coworker, to lead a church. But the recognition that we all ought to live with, regardless of how much responsibility or how little responsibility we have in leadership, is we're not in charge. God is. Sometimes I think those of us that have greater leadership roles need reminded of that. It's easy to forget. There are those in leadership who kind of take that on themselves. The others have it thrust upon them. In either way, it becomes easy to start thinking whatever sphere of leadership that we're involved in is all about us. And it isn't. And so we're going to start the broadcast part of the week talking about leading with generosity. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 9 says, "The people rejoiced at the willing response of their leaders, for they had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord." Excuse me. "David the king also rejoiced greatly." The Israelites are collecting to build the temple. And when it talks about leaders here who had given generously, it's talking about leaders of families. They set the example. And when the people saw how generous their leaders were, they rejoiced. There's something special about leadership that sets the example, that leads by example, that motivates those who follow to do likewise. In fact, that's fairly much true, whether it's leading by a good example or a bad example. We see what happens when leaders lack integrity. The followers lack integrity. If leaders believe that the laws don't apply to them, then the followers ignore the law. Now again, that's not 100%. There are those under bad leadership who remain obedient to what's right. And there are those under good leadership who reject what's right. But we tend to look at those who set the example, those who become elevated by choice, sometimes their choice, sometimes the choice of the people. It ought to always be the choice of God. And when we realize what it looks like to lead with generosity, it says, I care for others. I care for the cause, even more than I care for myself. When we recognize a generous person, sometimes we convince ourselves they're generous because they have so much extra. I'm not sure I would define that as what generosity is. To me, generosity isn't about the amount that's given. It's about the amount that's left. Jesus says when a widow puts two small coins into the treasury, she gave more. She was more generous than anyone else. Her gift was small, but it was all that she had. And rather than waiting until we have extra to pretend we're generous, what would happen if every area of leadership that we were responsible for, we chose to be generous in? Generous with our children, putting them above ourselves. Generous with our spouse, putting them above ourselves. Generous with our coworkers, our employees, putting them above ourselves. See, we live in a time where that type of generosity is rare. It exists. We don't hear about it a lot, but it's still present. Where bosses and owners of companies care for their employees in great ways. But what we hear more about are bosses and owners of companies who build empires and amass fortunes on the backs of those that they care little for. It's the way the world works. Doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it the way the Christian ought to work. As leaders, in whatever realm that God puts into our path, in whatever realm that we have responsibility for, we ought to lead with and in generosity. so that the people that we lead rejoice. Because it's in that generosity that it becomes evident that the love of God flows in us and through us. His generosity towards us is the ultimate example. We tend to like fairness when it's to our benefit. And sometimes we, resist at least a little bit when God is generous with those that we don't think deserve it. And we forget that we don't deserve it either. And the Bible's clear that while we were yet sinners in our mind, while we were enemies of God in our mind, God did the most generous thing that He could. He gave His Son. For God so loved the world that He gave the most generous gift of all. He gave His one and only Son, that whoever would believe in Him would not perish but have everlasting life. And God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Christ might be saved. It's that generosity that God calls us to lead with, because it's His generosity. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to implement the gifts that You've put into our life. And God, today, as we consider this gift of leadership, we may lead one person. We may lead ourselves. We may lead hundreds of people. We will never lead well until we understand and follow You as the one who's leading it all. And in that following, help us to lead with generosity, to be the examples of those who care for the needs of others even more than our own, to understand what it is that You've given us and use it well in representing Jesus. And Father, it's not always about a generosity of money. Help us as we lead in whatever role that looks like, informal leading, formal leading, to be generous with our time, with our money, with our ability, with our care, with our compassion, with our mercy, with our correction. Father, in all things, may we not restrict this generosity to one dimension. But may we be known above all by You, but also by those that we lead, as one who is generous. And God, today, help us to have a better understanding of just how generous You are, that You have been, and that You will be with us. And may it be that generosity of being co-heirs with Christ that shapes the generosity that we lead with. May all people rejoice as they see those who lead do so with a generous spirit. And in that generosity, may we lift up and share and proclaim Jesus. That as we lift up Him, that He would draw people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.